And the Nobel Peace Prize today goes to the president of Colombia, Juan Manuel Santos, for his efforts to make peace with the rebel group known as the FARC after 50 years of civil war that has left more than 200,000 people dead. As you may have heard in recent days, however, voters in Colombia just rejected that deal after it had been agreed to by both sides. Joining us now is Cynthia Arntzen, director of the Latin American program at the Wilson Center. She's in Washington. And Cynthia, you were in Colombia for the ceremony when the peace accord was signed. You were invited by President Santos. What's your reaction to his being named the Peace Prize winner?
Well, I think the Peace Prize obviously is something that's in the works for many months. I'm sure the decision, you know, was taken a while ago. And in announcing it, the Nobel Committee indicated that they hoped that this would help spur on Santos as well as the Colombian people to come to a successful conclusion of the peace agreement. It's a little bit surprising in the face of the rejection last Sunday of the plebiscite on the peace accord by a very narrow margin, but I think it serves as a morale boost for President Santos and also gives a little bit of breathing space to this effort to see if they can come up with some form of the agreement that would be acceptable to the people that have just rejected it.
Were you surprised that the Nobel Prize Committee did not also give the prize to Santos's FARC counterpart?
I'm not surprised. I think it would have been inappropriate to include the FARC in this. The FARC is really a very violent actor, has committed atrocities in Colombia, and I don't think that that would have gone over well. In fact, I think it would have, in the current climate in Colombia, would have further complicated the efforts to continue to renegotiate and tweak the agreement that was signed on September 26th.
So what do you think happens now with the peace process? Can it really move forward despite the rejection, the very slight rejection, but the rejection nonetheless by the Colombian people?
Well, the main consequence is to embolden the leaders of the No campaign to come forward with a list of demands and changes that they want to have, they want to see changed in the agreement. But I think it's the wrong sort of perspective to bring to a negotiation. A negotiation, by definition, is always a give and take. It's not an effort to force something down someone's throat. And I think there are many people in the No coalition and on the right in Colombia that think that the only thing that should be negotiated with the FARC is the group's surrender. And I don't think that that's very likely. So I expect that there will be some weeks of back and forth efforts. I think the FARC and the government have both responded responsibly and calmly, saying that they, you know, want to make peace. But it's really a question as to whether there is anything that will satisfy the people in the No campaign, concessions that the FARC could, additional concessions that the FARC could make that might not go the whole way in meeting the disagreements, but would provide some of it, and whether that's enough.
That's Cynthia Arntzen, director of the Latin American program at the Wilson Center, speaking with us about the Nobel Prize winner, Colombian President Juan Manuel Santos. Cynthia, thank you.
Thank you.